morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning, witches. It is February 23rd, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a friendly reminder that this week's episodes were recorded on the weekend of February 20th, so keep that in mind. Today's episode is brought to you by The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes, book by Olivia Blake. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, discover self-love. Ask yourself daily, what do I love about myself? There's no easy solution for becoming completely comfortable in your own skin or for discovering unwavering confidence. But the more you care for yourself, the more you dedicate to your own wellness and joy, the better off you will be. By Kiki Dombrowski, 100 Love Spells, book of, available today. Hopefully, I think. Yeah, it should be today. Today should be the release date. So this week we are talking about non-tea magical drinks because we are prepping for next week tea release, and I'm too excited to talk about any other tea. So today we are talking about wine. A uniting with wine ritual written by Mary Elizabeth Young. Sometimes she listens to the podcast. This is her opportunity to prove to me that she listens to the podcast. And I expect a text. I do. I expect a text. All right. A Rhine wine ritual is the use of wine to symbolize the uniting of two people. A typical ceremony includes a glass of red wine, a glass of white wine, both representing different aspects of your union. For example, the robustness and the purity of your love. They can also represent the differences between you and your partner. For example, your boldness and their sweetness. Red and white wine are most commonly used because they are visually different, which adds to the symbolism. The two wines are then poured into a new glass to symbolize the unity of your marriage through the mixing of wines. Once the two wines are poured into the same glass, you can no longer separate them, just as you would no longer be able to part the couple being married. These rituals are completely customizable. You do not have to use red and white wine. You can use white and white, or red and red, or whatever you want. The goal here is to choose whatever you feel best captures your marriage. Some wine ceremonies don't even blend the wines, but instead have the couple share a single cup of wine that has a symbolic meaning. All right, witches. So moving into some headlines. This is one we posted on the group. This is from The Guardian. Sex, Magic, Occult Art, and Acid, the story of the infamous King of Witch's Cross. So there's a new documentary. They've been talking about this documentary for a year. I think we talked about it a year ago. Like, that's how long we've been waiting for this documentary. Well, it's finally released. This article was written by Bridget Delaney. In the 1960s, she would have been celebrated by the counterculture. But a decade earlier, Rosalie Norton was shunned and mocked. They didn't quite burn witches in Australia in the 1940s and 50s, but they didn't make life easy for them either. Take Rosalind Norton, an artist and self-identified witch who the tabloids called the Witch of King's Cross. She was repeatedly arrested, had her artwork burned, and was shunned and mocked by society. Norton eked out a modest living, selling art and putting spells and hexes on people. Her story has been captured in a new documentary released online on Tuesday. Norton, who lived in King's Cross in the post-war years until her death in 1979, had been fascinated with the occult since she was a child. Age 23 and living away from her conservative family in a variety of lodgings and squats in the seedy Sydney suburb, she began to practice trance magic and later sex magic. The former involved invoking spells, rituals, and taking substances with the aim of achieving a higher form of consciousness. The latter was popularized by the British occultist Aleister Crowley, and involved having sex with multiple partners that involved rituals similar to Tantra. The fascinating story of Norton's life may have been lost had it not been for the commitment of Sonia Bible to bring it to the screen. So they made this documentary on a shoestring budget. And let me see where it's available. I thought my heart told me it was Amazon. Let's see. I think it's Amazon, you guys. I'm just going to keep on looking. Okay, well, it doesn't say. Thanks. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's on Amazon. Okay, so The Witches of King's Cross is available on Amazon, iTunes, Venmo, and Google Play, and will be in selected cinemas in February. So, yeah. Check it out, you guys. It's awesome. All right, witches. I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro gods and goddesses. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, February 23rd. The waxing gibbous moon continues to rise and fall in the waves of Cancer today. In this part of the water, the mists of a trine to Neptune move in, and the moon finds itself suddenly in an opposition to Pluto by midday. Try to hold on to the good mojo of yesterday, because if we don't hold on to an inner ray of sunshine, the darkness of Pluto may get a little overwhelming. We are contemplating our true source today, turning our attention inwards and poking around in the darkest parts of our souls. We may or may not like what we find there, but it's important to not turn away, no matter what we see. Take today to uncover these truths and use them to heal your past. It may feel like salt on a wound we didn't realize we had, but after time, the salt becomes a salve of ultimate healing. Your daily moon mantra is, "We repeat what we don't repair." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Within the pages of Witch Way magazine are tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch forced to return to her remote hometown gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist banished to an island by her ex turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. A preternaturally lucky millennial politician falls for her problematically unlucky neighbor. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes, is the new book by author Olive E. Blake, now available on Amazon.
All right, so before we get into our segment today, I do want to give a lot of love to our Texas listeners. They have really been going through it. We all know what's going on with the storm and the ice and all of that. No heat or electricity. One thing I really want to say, and I see this happen whenever there is some sort of like phenomena in a part of the country where they're not used to it. For example, when Hurricane Sandy hit New York, I remember that it devastated New York, right? That hurricane. And people were saying, you know, people in the South or, you know, people who live in areas prone to hurricanes are like, wow, they couldn't handle that hurricane. Like, we would have had no problem. It's like, well, yeah, because we're prepared to handle hurricanes. We build things to handle hurricanes. We are taught from the age of 5 how to handle a hurricane. We are prepared. The cities are prepared. The people are prepared. So when it hit Texas and there's people being like, oh, snow, they can't handle it. No, because they're not built to handle it. They're not. Like, they don't have the supplies and the ice and the ice. They have plenty of ice. They don't have the plows and the salts and the infrastructure to deal with it. So please have sympathy and wish everyone power and heat, and because no, you can't wish that on anyone, right? And we shouldn't, because that's just terrible. So Texas listeners, we love you guys. Hang in there. Let us know how you're doing on the Facebook group. All right, witches. So we are moving into a question from our Facebook group. This comes to us from listener Samantha. Samantha says, "Hi, y'all. I'm back again. While I didn't get fired last week, I decided..." So I guess she was getting fired. I think we may have talked about this before. "I decided to face the fact that I was unhappy and got a job interview and put in my 2 weeks. Yes. Let me tell you, yes, 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 yes. While I'll never advise someone to quit a job without a job lined up, there's a lot of power in deciding that you are miserable and unhappy and disassociated and depressed and that your environment is toxic and doing something about it. It is a privilege sometimes to do something about it because not everyone is in a position where they can. But God, when you can do something about it, it's powerful. So she said, "Today was my interview. I ended up so unhappy at the job I'm leaving due to the new manager who likes to pick on, provoke, and constantly watch me. What can I do not to lose my shit for the next week and a half?" That's also really hard too, because let me tell you, once you know you're leaving a job, it is hard to get through the 2 weeks because you know you're out, you are done, you hate them, and you're ready to go. So the question two, any confidence spells or rituals I can do to help the success of my working interview coming up? So let's see. Britt says, "Channel Kermit, sip your tea and know they're screwed without you. It's their own fault." That's great advice. Sue says, "One bears in mind that one is moving..." I have no idea what she's saying. Basically, taking control of one's life will not stop them from picking on others as a form to make themselves feel superior. Okay, Sandra says, "This may not help, but this is what I did. I know this is going to come across as childish. I was 20 at the time. I wore a pair of Wonder Woman underwear, and every time she came by to belittle me, I remember that I am a superhero and nothing she did or said could harm me." Yes, ma'am. That's like, yes, 100%. That's like the equivalent of wearing red, right? You wear red to evoke a power. So hell yeah, if Wonder Woman underwear is going to make you feel better about like your terrible boss, do it. Carol says, "As far as the manager, remember that they are most likely unhappy." Yes. "And love making those around them unhappy." Yes. Let me tell you, I've never met someone who picks on people and is mean to people who are happy people. Because if they have, because from what you're saying, I'm assuming she's also a micromanager. If people have to do that, if people have to really wield their power in such a way that they have to act that way, they're probably really unhappy at home. And they probably have very little power at home. That's why they have to exact it at work. Carol says, "Feel bad for them. You have something to look forward to while they will continue where they are being unhappy. You are in a better position and don't have to ever deal with that person ever again. Don't burn the bridge. Just leave in peace and don't look back." Hells yeah, Carol. Laura, does she know why you're leaving? If so, every time she rags on you, I'd say it's a shame you are so unhappy. Luckily, I'm leaving soon. Yeah, you can't always do that, but if you can. Donalyn says, mix up some calming spray. Lavender, Lang Lang, mint, rosemary oils into some witch hazel and spring water. Put into a spray bottle. Use your intention to figure out how much of each oil. I love that idea. Let's see. Lila says, people don't quit jobs. They quit supervisors. Yep. I would make it a point to let her know, but I am petty like that. Same. I would smile and laugh and just say, only 10 days left, so you don't have to worry about it, with a huge smile. Yeah. I love that. That's true. The job I left recently, I loved that job. I really liked that job. I really, really did. It was perfect for me. It was perfect for my life, and I really loved it. And I felt like I was forced to quit. So, yeah, people don't quit jobs. They quit supervisors. That is the truth. Fee says, This is an amazing event, and you'll be able to get something lined up so quickly. The only thing I can say outside of the normal interview technique stuff is, which you can find all over the internet, is build a rapport with the person that is interviewing you. When they come out to collect you from the reception area, smile, shake their hand, and do all that stuff, and ask them about their day, talk about the weather, do whatever it takes to build a level of rapport. So when you walk into that interview, the person talking to you already feels like they've made a friend. Yeah, I think this is all great advice. Yeah, I think we've all been there. We've all been in situations where we have, we've all been there. We all know this. So we're in it with you. Please update us on, did you get the job? Did you get the job? How'd the interview go? Let us know. Okay, so we do have some magic for today. All right, witches. So for our magic today, we are talking about love in palmistry. So this comes from the 100 Love Spells, and this was written by Kiki Dombrowski. So during my dating days, I liked to playfully do simple palmistry as a flirtatious activity to suss out someone's romantic expressions and yearnings. The art of reading palms is complex and enriching, offering meaningful insights into how a person feels and thinks. It can reveal potential and opportunities. Side note, I started recording the podcast on Saturdays because my neighbors were always doing laundry on Sundays. And now, they're just spending all day walking around the house. Literally all day, just walking around the house. And so, anyways, whatever. Okay, let's continue. If you would like to explore the vast world of palmistry, consider looking for a few of these indicators in your partner's palm to discover more of his or her love language. Fire hand. A person with passion will have a long palm with shorter fingers. This is considered to show a hand ruled by the element. They can have extroverted streak. They can be highly energetic. A fire hand reveals a charming personality and someone who is turned on by action and adventure. Be mindful that this person can have a temper. Or look for an earth hand. A person you will depend on will have a square palm with short fingers. This is considered a show of a hand ruled by the element of earth. They can be reliable and supportive, friendly and grounding, and keep you safe and secure. An earth hand reveals a person who is slow to move in a relationship, but generous and loyal. Be mindful that this person can be stubborn. Next, you can look for an air hand. A person who loves communication will have a square palm with long fingers. This is considered a show. This is considered to show a hand ruled by the element of air. They can be thoughtful and inquisitive people, loving to engage in intellectual and detailed conversations. An air hand can be indicative of a smart and clever person. Be mindful that this person may be fickle. Next, you look for a water hand. A person who is emotional and sensitive will have a long palm with long fingers, sometimes with lots of small lines through their palms. This is considered to show a hand ruled by the element of air. They can be tender, sensitive, and emotional. Art and romance are turn-ons. A water hand can indicate a hopeless romantic who loves to dream. Be mindful that this person can become easily jealous. Next, the heart line. A heart line is the thick line that moves across the palm. A line that has a deep curve shows someone who is willing to express their feelings. A straighter line indicates a desire to be more practical in communication. Many lines coming off of the heart line show a flirtatious streak or a love for the dating life. A deep line shows a deeply emotional person in touch with their feelings. Chains can indicate insecurity. And finally, the Mount of Venus. The Mount of Venus can be found at the base of the thumb. A round, plump Mount of Venus indicates a pleasure for romance and love, while a flatter one can indicate someone who is a little less interested in romantic pursuits. If you see a star on the Mount of Venus, it indicates an excellent lover. So I thought this was really fun and something for you guys to do. You can look at your own hands, you can look at your friend's hands, your partner's hands, whatever. All right, witches, we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I do want to give a shout out to listener Amber Hoffman. Amber, you sparkling, magical leprechaun. I also want to give a shout out to listener Spence. Spence, you wise, brilliant gnome. And then finally, Nicole Lilly, Nicole, you esoteric, glorious Valkyrie queen. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really appreciate it. All right, witches, that's all we've got for you today. Let's do a quick card pull before we leave. Our card pull today is the Eight of Fire. Let's see if it relates to anything we've talked about today. The Eight of Fire. This is all about waking up. You're alive, and anything is possible. Celebrate. Wake up. Each sunrise offers a chance to be grateful for what you've been given and another day of life. Today, you have another chance to make the dreams you're working on come true or to heal and begin anew. Every moment you're here in the world, in your body, in the natural world, the divine is embodied and offering you reasons to rejoice. Accept the invitation to wake up to the magic in your life. All right, witches, don't forget any books, decks, stories, or headlines we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.